Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Cai Xia Liu. I'm from University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And today I would like to share some results of my research. The research question for this study is, can the low cadmium lines be selected before grain maturity using the cadmium concentration in vegetative tissues or in mature grain? And to answer, if it can, so at which stage and which tissue should we use to do the selection? To answer those questions, we planted two high cadmium lines and two low cadmium lines in Ithaca, Nebraska during 2015 and 2016. Our farm at Ithaca, Nebraska has high cadmium concentration in soil, which is very suitable for cadmium-related research. We sampled four tissues, including terminal node, peduncle, flagleaf, rackets, and seeds, at 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks after anthesis. And those tissues were digested in lab, and their cadmium concentration were measured using ICP-MS. And then a power analysis was performed to determine the number of replications needed to detect the differences between high and low cadmium lines with power higher than 0.8 for each tissue and the sampling date combination. So we have a total 20 tissue and sampling date combination. This table shows part of the result that I think are most important. We will focus on the replication-based column, the replication needed. The smaller number means we have that combination has the highest selection power, so it's favorable. Historically, we select low cadmium lines based on their cadmium concentration in mature grain, which we included in this research as a control. In this table, you can see that cadmium concentration in mature grain, we will require 3 replications to detect the difference between low and high cadmium lines, which is not bad, but our data shows that we can do better. And using the cadmium concentration in grain at 3 weeks after anthesis, it only requires 2 replications, which means the breeders can do the selection earlier before the grain maturity and may also have higher selection power. Another control we included is the cadmium concentration in vegetative tissues, which in this case, in our case, include the terminal, the peduncle, and the flagleaf. It requires 7 replications to detect the difference. But if we use the cadmium concentration in terminal alone at 3 weeks after anthesis, it requires only 4 replications. It almost doubled the selection power. So to identify the tissue that mostly related to green cadmium concentration can improve our selection accuracy. To wrap up, low cadmium accumulating wheat lines can be selected before grain maturity using the vegetative tissue cadmium concentration or the cadmium concentration in immature grain. Several tissue and sampling stage combinations show promising result, but two of them I think are most important. One is the grain cadmium concentration at 3 weeks after anthesis, which allows the breeders to make the selection 1 month behind, 1 month earlier than the grain, than harvesting, before harvesting, and it has the highest selection power. And the other one is the terminal cadmium concentration at 3 weeks after anthesis. It's also allowing the breeder to make the selection earlier, and in our experience, it's the easiest tissue to sample and handle, which will result less sampling error. This is important, especially when we want to improve and incorporate this in a breeding project, which will evaluate a lot of lines and will involve many people in the sampling process.
Thank you.
And if you're interested in my post number is 1978.
Thank you.